everyone, welcome back to the Onigiri & Co. podcast. Today we having a special guest. Actually, Lexi is not here today. I'm doing a one-on-one episode with my good friend from California, Zoro Efivi.
Hey!
Hello!
Everybody's going crazy over this.
I keep telling my guests, and I will get it. I will get a little button that I can press, and I will have like a crowd cheering every time I introduce someone.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You know those little party, like brr, the little blowhorn things?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cute.
Oh, maybe I should just buy these. That would be cheaper.
Oh, you know, yeah. Let's go analog.
$5.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good. You put me in like a great mood this morning because you already joked like 10 times. So
I can't help it. It's not like, yeah.
That's something I remember about you, you know, when I came to visit you. Obviously, I knew you from YouTube, but when we met with Zoe FPV, it's the most fun video I've ever recorded, to be honest.
Totally. It was
so hard not to laugh, you know. It was such a great day. We can talk about it later in the podcast, but maybe for people who might not know you or might not know you well, what if you started by introducing yourself, where you're from, when you joined FPV, what you're doing, who you are, all these things.
Fine. Yeah, so I don't think there's anyone that doesn't know me, so I don't know what you mean by that. I'm just kidding. You're like, you're serious about it? My name is Zoro. I have been flying FPV. I'm from California. In the United States, not California, in Italy, because there is a cap. I'm just kidding. I fly drones. I haven't been flying much lately for all kinds of stuff that we could talk about later. But I'm a designer. I'm a user interface designer by day. I make videos for fun. My videos aren't always FPV. Like, usually there's a little FPV in there, or, you know, all. But I just find it it's a little tedious, especially now that we've been doing it for so long, watching FPV videos. Like, they have to be either really short or really special, you know what I mean, to grab your attention, because we've kind of seen it all, right? So unless it's something crazy, like, I can't watch like 3 minutes of someone, unless, you know, I like them or some about it. But I haven't been flying quite as much, but yeah. And I paint and I design, I kind of all kinds of shit.
Yeah, but you still post on YouTube. I've seen lots of creativity things.
Yeah.
And that's what you are first, probably, like a creative person.
Yeah, it's true.
Is that what drawn you into FPV? Like, what made you want to start flying?
So I worked at Pandora, the music app, and I always brought in like my little RC car. I had like a lowrider, but a drifting like RC car. And I put a GoPro on it. And I would like take it through the hallways because we had concrete floors and there were, you know, a sliding around. And then my boss told me, he's like, hey, do you like drones? And I thought, you know, normal drones. And I'm like, you know, they're kind of boring to me. I don't really. And he said, well, this is different. You know, I fly FPV, blah, blah, blah. And he showed me Steele's video where he's flying from the car. It was like five years ago or whatever, you know. I think it was Stingy or whatever. And I was like, what is going on here? Like, I didn't even understand what I was looking at. I was so impressed. Excuse me. And then I saw the other one when he put the sticker on the thing, you know? And I was like, well, because this is like graffiti's my shit. And I was like, that is fucking dope. So it got me very, can we swear, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. So I can say like fuck or shit or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I had Butt Grinder on the podcast.
Oh, so yeah, yeah. question, did you clean the podcast before I came in, since Butt Grinder?
No, I didn't.
No, okay. Explains why I'm itchy. I saw that and I was like, you know, this is really cool. And I talked to my friend and my boss at the time. He's my friend now. But he took me in the conference room and he had like Fat Sharks and a Tiny Whoop. And I tried, but they were like, you know, back then they were so janky, like it was impossible. Anyways, but it got my curiosity piqued. And then I went out and I bought Fat Sharks and then I bought Tommy's. It was like the Vortex 250. I went straight into build like and fly. Mm-hmm. I wasn't into, you know, like building and stuff. So, and then that like when I first flew it, I was like, fuck that. I'm never, because it scared the shit out of me because it was like really big and the props are exposed and I didn't know what I was doing and it was always like coming towards me for some reason. So So I was thinking like line of sight would be better. And then for a while I was on like horizon mode, or like, you know, yeah, leveled out, just so I can get the feel. Everybody was like, don't do it, it's bad, you know, whatever. I was like, whatever, I want to see what it's like, you know.
Yeah.
But then I did, and then that kind of eased off the, I could see I couldn't do things. Like, it got to the point that I was like, I want to do this, and then I can't. So I took it off and went to, I forgot what it's called, it's been so long, but yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while now.
I know, yeah.
It's crazy. So, yeah. We're starting to be old people in FPV.
Isn't that crazy how time flies so quickly? It's nuts.
Yeah, I feel like there was a first wave, you know, at the time, probably around 2000, I don't know, 14, 15, maybe. Mm-hmm. There were people building drones way before that, obviously, with Arduino and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then lots of people were part of the second wave, and I sort of happened a little bit after the second wave, and maybe that's where you were. Like, the if you saw the sticker, the video sticker, that's probably also when I started. So
Yeah. It was like 20. I think I worked at 2015, so it must have been like right at 2015. Yeah.
That's cool. So, quick question: because you said you were putting GoPros on your car, like on your, were you already making videos with this stuff? Like,
Yeah, I wanted to. Sorry. I always liked creating, right? And I always liked doing videos. Like, I used to, back in 2008 or something, I used to vlog. And I had this friend that I used to work at a print shop with. And I used to torture him all day long. I used to, like, put the camera in his face. And, like, constantly, like, he was trying to work the whole time. But I was his boss, so it was cool. Like, because, you know what I mean? You can do anything. But I used to do that, and I would just, like, put him up. I have another channel that's, like, most of the shit's, like, private because from a few lifetimes ago. But, yeah, I would just do it for fun. There was no, like, you know,
That's cool. Because you always looked confident in front of the camera, and that's a question I've never asked you. I'm like, were you doing this before drones? Because then when you started doing drones, and you have your own particular style.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I don't know how to describe it. How would you describe what you do?
Drunk chic. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought I would say enthusiastic chaotic.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. No, that's true. It's a weird thing because, like, I can't plan videos, right? I may know, like, I'll go somewhere and I'm like, I'll bring my camera with me. But I can't, like, read a script or, you know, have it rehearsed because then I can't deliver it naturally, you know what I mean? So I just, you know, but the thing is, though, if you watched one of my videos without it being edited, you would jump out of the window and you'd be like, I never was. So I have to be very careful editing to make it, you know, palpable. But it's,
Is it a lot of work for you to edit your videos?
I'm sorry?
Is it a lot of work for you to edit your video?
No, I'm actually, so when I started, so I saw the FPV videos and I was like, that's dope. But then I looked at all the FPV content and everybody was very elitist, right? And for me, coming from, like, the graffiti scene, I thought that was kind of, like, ridiculous a little bit. Like, you're flying a drone, you know what I mean? So, it's like, I just thought the bravado or whatever, it was, like, a bit much for it. But, you know, whatever. It's not, just to me, it was just odd. So, I was like, you know what? I want to make a channel where I'm completely, like, not like that. I want to use the drone and, like, make it fucked up and silly and, like, my flying's not going to be great, you know, whatever, but it's going to be funner to watch. And I also wanted, honestly, I wanted people to feel more welcome if they're not like those guys. You know what I mean? If you're not, you know, perfect blue eyes and I'm just kidding, like Steel and his beautiful long hair and, you know, his muscly arms and stuff. You know, if you look like me, you know, you're totally welcome. Go, you know. So that was kind of like my thing. I wanted to be more inclusive and also, you know, just make something funner. I think I veered off somewhere, but yeah.
No, that worked. That totally worked. Like, I think you're right. There was this time Roto Riot was so famous, but it was Polish content because Chad, what was his name?
Capper.
Oh my God. No disrespect. I really forgot. I'm going to justify myself in a second. I was going to say Chad Nowak, and I'm like, no, wait, that's my friend. What's the name of the second one?
They're like, Chuck Norris. No, that's another one.
Chuck Oh my God, yes. So Chad Kapper had founded Flight Test before, so he knew mm-hmm. how to do this kind of sort of almost TV, you know, TV organized stuff. And everybody yeah. in that show looked, first of all, they were great pilots, and yeah, also totally. It looked well scripted and stuff. So I yeah. understand what you mean when you're like, I'm going to come to the hobby and I'm going to do
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I just want to fuck it up.
No one had ever seen that before.
Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes I'll watch YouTube and I'll see people making like a few videos, and I can see little things that I'm like, did I just ruin this whole? You know what I mean? Like would there be any like that much like of silliness sometimes? You know what I mean? Where you can throw a completely like horrible yeah. song to something. You know what I mean? Just like having fun is what it's all about. And I think when you're always competing to be the best, you know, there's always going to be someone that's better, but also it's an art, so everybody does it mm-hmm. differently, and it's not really better or worse necessarily. It's a, you know, they have their own style, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's very true. And it's like anything, you know, in art you have to have a little bit of technical knowledge,
yeah,
but then if you really want to approach FPV as an artist or creative person, as long as you can put the drone where you sort of want it to be, yeah, then exactly, you do it exactly. the way you want.
yeah for me yeah. It opened up a whole new world. So because I saw the videos and I was like, you know, I want to start making them. Well, I didn't know how to edit videos, right? I would like very roughly I would edit on my phone, and that's how I used to do it before. Yeah. And because I would always use the iPhone, and they have like these timelines that you know, can adjust, it just made sense to me. I was like, okay, I get it. And plus I design, so I understand how programs work and stuff. So I picked it up. But then I was like, once I started, so on my channel, when I first started, I didn't show my face. It was always pointed out mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever, just because I didn't know how it's going to be received necessarily. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I didn't do that. But then people started responding to it, like liking it. So I was like, okay, let me like, you know, do that. So then I did that. And then people liked it even more. So I was like, okay, I'll just yeah. do it in front of the camera. But I wasn't necessarily comfortable in front of the camera. I was okay with it once I knew people were okay with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that mm-hmm. makes sense. And also, it takes a bit of time. It's weird to speak to a camera. We're not trained. It's not in our yeah. genes, isn't it? Like human yeah. beings yeah, don't yeah, yeah. talk to cameras.
Yeah, totally. That's so, a good point.
Yeah, it's just a weirder object to look into. And also, you don't really know who you're talking to, because you know people will watch it. But in a moment when you're who recording, mm-hmm. it's just you in front of like this shiny thing.
So, yeah. I'd like to think about, you know, like if you're, is a good analogy of how I think of the camera, not that I'm like good in front of the camera, but how I feel comfortable in front of the camera is yeah. that I feel like I'm talking to like my friends on like speakerphone. So in my mind, I'm thinking of like people that are my friends. So I just, to me, it's not like, I'm not looking at the lens like, oh shit, here's like a camera lens. I'm like, in my mind, I'm speaking to everybody. You know what I mean? So it kind of breaks that. But I just feel like I'm talking to my friends. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like weird or anything.
That's such a good advice to say on your speaker. I'm gonna apply this, because sometimes I still mm-hmm. don't know how I record my videos. Like mm-hmm. most of the time in my early videos, I wanted to be behind the camera and film mm-hmm. people. Yeah. That's why I was lucky because I could. But these days, you know, when life. Like I was young, right? Now yeah. I'm 31.
Oh my God, you're so old now. No, I'm just kidding.
That's Jesus not what Christ. I mean, but you know, your life can change a lot between your 20s and then your yeah. early 30s. Totally. And it's not like I can hang out with all my mates anymore and film them. And even though I'm trying to recreate that in a moment,
yeah.
and it's going okay, it's going mm-hmm. well, but you know, so being in front of the camera sometimes is just still not what I prefer. I prefer being behind and filming mm-hmm. people like you.
Dude, you're so much fun. Yeah. But your production value is really great. You're very like, you're how you're supposed to be in front of the camera. Okay, so like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, and for me, I just can't keep it normal long enough. So I might as well just, you know, but hey, we're yeah. all different.
Yeah, and also I got tired. There was a long time, you know, when I was doing videos, I was always serious, and I was always I was making sure I was not going to say wrong things. And then after a while, I was just like, but it's not really me in real life.
Right.
Like in real life, I'm a bit silly and I swear. And
yeah. You punch so for some reason. You're like, bam, sorry. Bam. I said, you punch? Just like, you punch.
Yeah, you've never seen me angry. but this is why also I think I relate, like the people I still watch are people like you or Bot Grinder, because that's what you, it's more real in my opinion, and it's closer to what I like. And it's literally how we do things on the field with my friends too. It's just funny and yeah, it's not really, yeah. So I think it's true. Your content has always been very relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think, so there was a time where you and Bot Grinder, you were doing heaps of things together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was just a natural, logical consequence of you guys being sort of same kind of creative people, these kind of things?
Sure. I really clicked with them when I first met it. It was really refreshing to see someone that I'm like, oh, okay, this is like my people. Like, you know what I mean? I had a hard time with a lot of the other people, you know what I mean? Just so I would like kind of poke fun and like do like little stupid videos. I kind of like, would I do it now? No, I'm a lot more mature, but at the time that was what I was doing for some reason. And but it's kind of cool to like share things up. I think some people thought I was like seriously making fun of, I mean, not very often, but I'll get like one or two comments like, I thought you didn't like me. I'm like, what? You know, no, I was completely joking. So yeah, I'm just trying to be more like, it's not necessary to be negative, you know what I mean? To where we're not, like, necessarily making fun, like, in a bad way, you know what I mean? I just always put myself, like, would it be okay if somebody did that to me? Okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to push it too far.
Yeah. So, I want to go back, because this is the first time we speak looking at each other's, even though it's internet. since I met you in 2018, so that's a bit of a while. And it was for people in context, it was just I was doing a road trip around the US, and suddenly I decided it was time to go to California. Mm-hmm. And on the same day, I also met Zoe FPV with you at a like, what was that car racing kind of things in an oval very
the racetrack.
The racetrack.
Yeah. And then we couldn't leave the middle. Remember, you had to let go, pee or something?
Yeah. So we show up at this event because Zoe was organizing an X-Class drone race, which is this huge, crazy thing. I don't know. Had you seen? I didn't see that before going there. I had never seen that. I don't know if you had the
X-Class?
The X-Class, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it before.
You had seen it before in real life?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had not, so I was so impressed by the size. It was, the drones were as big as us, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah,
the batteries were like the size of our face.
Totally. And the props were the size of our,
our skin.
Our skin.
Is it like real 5-inch, 7-inch for once?
It's because of our skin over here.
Okay. But anyway, that's where we met, and it was a great event. But like you said, once the races started, we couldn't leave the center of the field. Like, we were stuck there for the whole day.
And it was cool at first. They were like, oh, this is cool. It's like really loud. And then there's like a little like, hey, so what if we need to, you know, like step outside? They're like, you can't. And then the panic started. I was like, oh, shit. We're stuck. Yeah.
We were stuck. And then suddenly I think we saw an opportunity. There was no toilet too. So we were all busting. And I'm like, we have to go now. It's a safety issue.
Did you say we're all busting?
Yeah. Isn't that what you said?
Oh, no, busting is completely different. And I was like, we were all busting. I don't remember that part.
What does it mean in American English?
I want to know what it means in your language.
So,
like busting
Australia,
up, like laughing?
In Australia, it means when you really need to go to the toilet or you're going to explode.
Oh, you're busting crazy. Here, busting is usually paired with like busting a nut, you know what I mean? Which is ejaculating. AKA
Australians are weirdos. I'm crying.
You should be crying. No, horrible.
I sort of figured out when you said, what did you say, that it was probably sexual.
Yeah,
hold
you
on,
said it
I'm
for the
pretty
record.
Sure. Hold on, let me say meaning in Australia, busting okay. meaning in Australia. I'm sure they say it. Mostly use. It's also to do something to the point of exhaustion. But we definitely use it when we say we have to be, you know, we have to go to the toilet. Oh my God, I wonder if I said that before in the podcast and people have been like, what is she talking about?
She's like, oh my God, we were busting all over the place. We just couldn't stop busting because there was nowhere to go to the bathroom. It's like, what? Noelle, what?
I can't believe, you know, sometimes there's these things like,
yeah.
And then I get the opposite. There's this expression in Australia, I have to tell you. So I was flying with Snake FPV at the time because he's from here. And he said something like beating around the bush. Mm-hmm. 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 And I'm just like, look at him. And I'm, and I'm like, is that sexual or what is that? And he said, no, this means like you're not straightforward. You're just going around in circles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know that. And it was so funny. Anyway,
yeah, Australia. No, it's totally true. I mean, English is not my first language either. So I still kind of say things a little off. I dropped a new video today, by the way, whenever people listen to this. And it's I take my mom to the vet, my mom's dog. And it's pretty funny because my mom's super Greek. So.
Well, yeah, go watch it. Yeah, I remember you said when we met that you had a Greek background. So did you grow up just speaking both languages?
No, I grew up I was born in Athens and I came here when I was 11. And then I've been here since. So only Greek in the beginning and then now, you know, both.
Yeah. Mm. Do you go back there sometimes
before
pandemic?
No, because you can't. In Greece, you have to go to the army. And I have dual citizenship, you know, so it's fine if I'm here. But if I go back, I owe them army time. But now I'm 46, and that's the age that you don't have to go to the army anymore. I'm that old. So, yay. So I can just go back now.
I heard that before because my good FPV mate, he has a roommate who's Greek, and now he's going back. Because I don't know, he just doesn't want to be in Australia anymore, which fair enough. but he said he will probably have to do some time in the army because he's like something 20, he is in 20s or early 30s.
Yeah.
So he will. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah, I didn't want it to. I was imagining like a Midnight Express and I'm like, I'm not going to go back. You probably don't even know that movie, but you know, when I was your age, that movie was really, the movie's awesome. Yeah. It was in black and white. Really old.
Okay.
Just kidding.
I'll have a look at that movie.
It's crazy. Anyways.
But anyway, we talked about all of this, like California, how we met, etc. Just because I wanted to genuinely ask you, what have you been up to, like in different areas of your life, not just FPV, like
So I'm going through a very I've gone through some very interesting life changing moments in my life. I'm going through one right now. I went through the one about a decade ago where I got the divorce the first time and then I was married again and then I got divorced again because I'm like Ross from Friends, basically. I'm just the three divorces guy. And so I've been going, okay, so like, you know, it's crazy, right? You know, moving out, packing all my shit. So I packed all my FPV stuff. I remember the day too. I like looked at my bag and I was like, I'm not gonna need you for a while. Like I zipped it. I was like sad, but I did. And then what made me feel happy was I didn't know if I was gonna fly again. I'm like, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's like a thing that I want to keep doing just because everything's up in the air. But then I started kind of getting the bug. And when this happens to me, sometimes I get sick of anything, right? If I like to paint, I'll get sick of it and then I have to stop. And then if I like flying or making videos, then I take a break because anything I do for fun, I don't push myself too hard because it's not fun anymore. And so I was kind of worried that I wasn't, but then I let myself kind of miss it, right? So I'm like, oh, it sounds kind of good. I was like, okay, whatever. And then, oh, it sounds kind of good. And then it starts building up. And then it came to a point I was like, I want to go fly this weekend. You know what I mean? And I love it. It was so good. It felt so good. I was like, I don't remember this being so much fun. It was like so much fun.
Yeah.
It's great. So I'm glad that it's part of my life again. And it wasn't part of the old life, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. I'm glad you went back to it. It happens to so many people. Yeah. It happened to me too, to be honest. Mm-hmm. For other reasons, but it's linked to life changes. You know, like at the time I was going through my breakup with my ex that you met. Mm-hmm. And
our breakup. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
And also just personal mental health problems. And so you just don't want to do, it's not that I just didn't want to do FPV because it was FPV. I just went back to my old like hobbies that were bringing me more happiness, like music and exercise. I like exercising.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't show, too. But
whatever. You're perfect shape. It's really good. The self care thing. So I've heard of self care. I meditate. I've been meditating for like, I don't know, like 20 years probably. And but like on and off, you know what I mean, here and there, like guided meditation, like mindfulness, right? And I would always like, it helped me not take, because I used to take Xanax back in the day. And I was like hooked on it. Well, I wasn't hooked on it, but I couldn't like deal with anything because if I didn't have them, I felt like I was like drowning, right? And meditation, like complete, like I never had to take another pill ever, you know what I mean? Like I found like a lot of this new thing that really, I was like, oh wait, you know, not, things aren't the way I always think, like where your thought, like you have to listen to everything your brain says, you know what I mean? And that's like helped me through the toughest times in my life more than anything. Like I can meditate and like it's like all, you know, it's I can deal with it, you know? And then so I heard of self-care and I kind of get it, like I didn't know exactly what that meant. But now that I have all this time being alone, especially because I've never been like single ever. Like my first girlfriend was like in first grade, you know, like seriously, so I've never had the time. And like, I'm realizing all these things at 46, which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't like, you can't have one to complete you. Like you have to be complete by yourself. And that to me was a new concept. But because I really like being by myself, because I have like all the fun that I have with someone, you know what I mean? I like doing shit, you know what I mean? Like I keep it fun. Then I started like learning about all this stuff, you know what I mean? So like I'm like learning, like watching stuff, reading stuff, just completely finding out like, oh, that's why shit's been going wrong. But also, like, cautious not to fall into that trap again, because I'm very, you know what I mean? It's like a cycle. So it's, I'm just really cautious right now not to get into anything else, you know what I mean? So that's
Yeah, it's important to to find balance. And if other people are going to this at the moment, it's okay to pause FPV because life is not just fun and games. I don't know how to say it.
No. It's not all busting and running around bushes.
Yuck. I will never use that word again.
It's fine. It's not the worst. Yeah.
But it's true. And this podcast, I don't know if you know, I actually started it because... I had a podcast before with Snake FPV, but because we stopped working together because we couldn't keep working together when the whole COVID bullshit started.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do a podcast, but the podcast I have here, usually there's Mayan High with me, but I like also having one-on-one guests like you today. Mm-hmm. But I started it with her because two reasons. I wanted to start having a cool relationship with her because I thought she was a cool friend. Mm-hmm. But the second reason was like, I'm not flying that much anymore. I don't have the passion about going alone because I was by myself and going alone flying. And I thought, oh, maybe the podcast will get guests. We'll talk about things that I used to love, which is mainly people in FPV. You know, people in FPV is what I love.
By the way, she was pointing at me when she said people.
I was pointing at you.
Yeah, you're like, you're hilarious.
And it worked, you know, slowly. Yeah. I was like, okay, maybe today I charge a few batteries and I go at this soccer field, you know, close to my place. So that's what happened. And it's fine. Some people have messaged me on Instagram or sometimes they say, oh, you know, do you have any advice for... if we don't really feel like flying anymore. And I said, that's fine. Don't feel guilty for it. It will come back.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You just said that for you, it came back to, and it probably contributes to a bit of balance in your life now.
Yes.
And then if you don't need it anymore, you just pause it again.
Totally.
It doesn't have to be a rule.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. Yeah. I mean, doing it for fun. That's one thing to, like, you know, you do it more and then like you get traction. And then you're like, oh, I want to get, 100 subscribers and I'll be happy. And then you have it. Then you get you know what I mean? And then it starts like this whole thing where, but then it can start sucking the fun out of it. We're like, how many subs do I have? And how many, you know what I mean? And this and that. And luckily, like, I'm so happy that's gone from my life. Just, I could just do it for fun and I don't care. Like, I like all the video, the last couple of videos I did, I didn't put any flying. And people don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, it's fine. I don't need to, like, always have flying.
We're happy to see you whatever you produce.
Well,
real ones. They're the shitheads.
Exactly. So you know what? There came a time where you know, like I know, you know, the numbers and stuff, they're like always kind of, I mean, they're not always the same, but you know what I mean? They're like slowly. And then I'm thinking like there's maybe like a few people that were with me from the beginning, and I know they really appreciate my content, right? And for some people, I do it for them where it makes them happy. And for me, that's like the biggest thing where, because I like when I go through shit, I just want to like go on YouTube or something, just something, anything, just, you know what I mean? Give me some positive, you know, up thing, you know? So and that's why I know it's important in my life. Like it does, it probably has more of an effect than anything else I do, you know what I mean? And just to give someone a break for like 5 minutes or something. It's just, you know, it's very minimal, but it's kind of, you know, it feels good.
Yeah, And also, if you really do what you want on your channel, that's your channel. It's sort of a, it's an online version of you.
Right.
If you want.
Yeah.
So you have to do it for yourself because it's a reflection of you.
Right.
And the people who like it are most likely to be people you would get on well.
Yeah,
in
real life.
So, yeah. And also subscribers after a while. And YouTube is complicated. There's so many level of complexity.
Yeah.
These days, YouTube has replaced TV almost.
Yeah,
you know, like
even Netflix and, you know, crazy.
Yeah, so you can't, if you want to do this and be a professional and have millions of subscribers, you have to dedicate your life for it. Or you can just have fun and share with a small part of a community. And I think that's what you do and I do.
Yeah. No, it's fun, right? Yeah. It's such a great outlet to express yourself. Like it's very, you can do anything, you know. It's pretty amazing. Hey, Onigiri, here's some ADHD for you. What's your sign?
What's my what?
Sign. Your astrological sign.
Ah, what do you think it is?
Is it like a Scorpio kind of thing? Are you a Scorpio?
No, actually. No. That
you're too funny to be a Scorpio. you're not a Capricorn.
No.
You're a Gemini?
No.
Okay. I'm actually telling you all the ones I don't think you are. Okay. So just kidding. What are you?
I'm Pisces.
Oh, awesome. I'm a Pisces moon.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm a Sagittarius rising. Oh, but I'm a Taurus in...
Oh, you're Taurus?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. My really good friend from when I was working in the Northern Territory, she's Taurus too. And that's interesting.
My first wife was a Taurus and that didn't work. I guess I didn't know, but I guess you're not supposed to, if like Tauruses aren't supposed to be together. I don't know if that goes for every sign. Yeah. also, by the way, I watch like tarot on YouTube. I don't know if you've ever done it or they have like your sign. Dude, it's amazing. Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's actually funny you mentioned that because as a Pisces, it's weird. I'm Pisces and I'm supposed to be all about this mystical, you know, sense of life. And I don't know if you know about Pisces. They're like the dream hippies of the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not all of them because, for example, Steel is a Pisces, but we're more sensitive and, you know, this kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
But also I have a very rational mind. So I sort of... It's funny because in times of like troubles and self-doubt in my life, I go back to astrological predictions.
Oh, did me too. That's my God. That's
you
how
too?
I went through my whole divorce. Yeah. Totally me too. Yeah.
Yeah. And and I don't want to, so people, we probably lost a few people here, but.
No way. I think you gained five. Sorry.
I don't really read the day to day because it could be anything, you know, predicting what's happening. But I have read the whole year prediction. Even if I read it, let's say in June, you know, I would read what happened before, and it's sort of, to me, it's been true, because I remember reading in 2020, I lost my job, that I was just saying earlier, because, you know, the company was not strong enough, and I was unemployed. It was full on pandemic. I was like, oh my God, I'm asthmatic, I'm gonna die. I didn't think that, but I thought, what's going on? It was more like the unknown. Looking for a job in pandemic, would not recommend.
Oh my God.
And I read my astrological predictions, and it was saying something like, you've been building for a few years now to something that is going to sort of happen this year. Everything, all your efforts are going to be rewarded this year on your professional, sorry, I didn't mention, I was reading about work, on your career.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the, you know, I was like, this is so untrue, because my plan was like, when I met you, I wanted to do more and more YouTube, and I wanted to be part of ethics. And then I had some opportunities with Newbie Drones. And then my life just turned to shit, to be honest. And I couldn't achieve any of these goals. I couldn't sustain my productivity for ethics. And anyway, long story short, all the plans I had, YouTube and FPV, didn't work. But I had applied at the time when I read that horoscope thing to the company I work for now, which is video and photography, which is pretty much beside drones. That's what I wanted to do at core, you know, in the first place since like I'm 14, you know.
Last year,
it was really a shot in, you know, just a shot away, because I just thought I they will never take me, because my, like, you know, I studied engineering in France. Then I came here as a backpacker. Then I worked in a kitchen in the Northern Territory. Yeah, that's what I was doing before coming to the US and stuff. And then I said, and then I did nothing but YouTube. I'm like, they will never take me seriously. And turns out I got the job.
Yeah, somehow. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, and then I was like, shit, that horoscope was true.
So there's like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just to finish, it's true. Yeah, finally, all the things I had done on YouTube, and I work retail too at the start in Melbourne, but I did videos for their YouTube channel, was all giving me this experience of making videos and photos. And at the end of the day, it was true. It all built up to my dream job, which is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the experience from FPV, that's where I was, sorry, I'm all over the place always, but it totally opened up this whole new world for, like, video editing, because, like, I get it, and I love it, and I just, like, it's my favorite thing, and but I'm also, like, really fast, it depends on what I'm doing, but, you know, for, like, quick, stupid cut stuff, you know, it doesn't take much. And it's super fun. It's such a great outlet. And I've used it at my jobs as well, too. They're like, oh, we need a video, blah, blah, blah. You know, I can do it. I know how to do it. So it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you talked about the astrological signs. And for people who are skeptical and they say, oh, yeah, they always tell you what's good going to happen. And then you think it's happening because it was good and you see the positive. I actually got told in my horoscope some negative shit, especially like they told me, you should be careful about your health, because if you're not, it's not going to be great soon. And I was the only sign they were telling that to, because I read other signs too, because I'm curious.
You're cross-watcher?
Sorry?
You're cross-watcher? That's what you're called?
Cross-watcher. That's what I do. And then they were true. Like, I don't want to go too much into details, but I should have taken care of my health at the time. And I didn't.
So there's a couple different things with astrology, right? There is one thing where, like, there's this app called Start something where you put the exact time and date and where you were, and the, like, it's almost like your whole life is written based on where you were at the exact time of birth, and you can like look up what's going to happen in the future, and that shit's like really accurate. So I leave everything open, right? I don't buy into anything too much, but I leave, since we don't know what the hell's going on, anything can be possible, so it's fine, and it works, so it's fine.
It's interesting, you know, these kind of things, like I know we were in a community of nerds, and there's a lot of skeptical people, but there's also lots of people There's also a lot of people who, you know, like dreaming a bit about parallel universe, and there's a lot of conspiracy theorists in our community too, to be honest. But if anything, I think I've said it in the podcast before, there's a sort of conspiracy theory that I like buying into, which is that we live in a sort of simulation. And I'm like, what if what you just said, for example, is just a parameter, like a setting that someone enters at the start. So she's born here at this time, and then there's an algorithm, and that's what happens to you.
Absolutely, dude. I you know, I'm a psychonaut also. Like, I love, you know, doing psychedelics, and I love like DMT, and I've done it, and I have experienced things that were like, it just makes you think like there might be something completely bizarro, like on the other side, you know what I mean? Or something that we don't even get. I think that we're not, our brains aren't like made to completely understand everything.
Yeah.
Which is probably for the best. So.
Which is true. And you know, the more you study, because that's my background and that's all like I know from school, the more you study science, the more you want to believe into crazy shit too, just because it's not opposite, it's not scientific and mystery, it's sort of it's very linked. Like, people still don't know why we die. Like, let's say you never get sick or anything, why are we dying? Because we could just age and never, you know, there's it's sort of written in our genetic codes that we have to die at some stage. There is an end. And all other things, you know, that when you look at the genetic code, because recently, because of everything that was happening with the vaccines for that flu, I looked back into what I studied, because I had forgotten a bit how vaccine works and a DNA. And this is so fascinating when you just stop for a minute and you look at how your cells work and the DNA code. It's just beautiful. Yeah, it's a code. It's a code.
I know, it's crazy, right?
I'm gonna stop yelling, but it is. So we could all be like in a crazy, you know, type of computer thing.
Well, go for it.
I'm sure you're gonna say what I was gonna say.
Even if it's not a simulation by our way of thinking, right? Like a computer simulation.
Yeah.
It is still a simulation, because like what we see is really like interpreted. It's like interpreted by our brains. You know what I mean? There's so much light wave and sound waves that we can't see or hear. So like we're in this like bubble, like protective bubble. And I think that there's definitely could be other stuff. But even if it's not computer, it's still simulated. Like, our brain picks it up and simulates it, so we get what's happening. So it kind of is a simulation either way, you know?
And when you see how our body is just programmed to interact with new things, I'm going back to FPV, obviously. You know how as soon as you put goggles on people, even if they're just viewing, how easy for them suddenly it's like, oh, they're moving with the drone. You know, they're just because of the visual interaction they have with it. And it's crazy how visual humans are, and how quickly just a pair of goggles and something in the air can change your whole body.
Totally. I'm on the Oculus a lot since my divorce. Long story. I like to play games, I guess. But it is is crazy how your brain is like, you know what I mean? Like, you're in a totally different world, you know? It's crazy. And although I know we're talking about crazy shit, and we'll bring it to FPV. But FPV people are people too.
They're like all kinds of shit.
But I think it's really interesting. Well, I totally forgot. So I guess it's not that interesting. So how about that? How about that? Isn't that interesting? That's cool. Okay, so death. Sorry, you can edit this. Okay, so why we die? Sure, right? Why we die? But why do we sleep every day? That thing to me is like, you have to like power down. And also, there's like this thing that your brain does, like this dream. My dreams are fucking bananas. Every night I have like, it's like a show, a series, like it's always in the same place, like, you know, during times, and it's crazy. But like, why would we need to sleep every night? And also, like, you can die if you don't sleep, right? So it's like a huge thing, like you have to. And I was watching this guy on Joe Rogan, and he was saying, like, by nature, nature doesn't waste energy on anything. So for us, it would be, we would spend less energy if we didn't dream, right? Like, your body doesn't need that much energy. So the reason why we dream, there has to be a reason behind it if nature is making us do it, you know? Is whether your brain's practicing things or going over things or traveling to other places, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah. I like that in the, was that in the recent Marvel? I don't want to spoil anybody, though. But, like, when you dream, it's because you're going to the parallel universes that exist. I just That's like cool. that.
Which
even
one
if
is
it's
that
not
one?
True. I think it's Doctor Strange.
Okay. Yeah, I don't watch any of those.
Okay. Well, maybe you would like the type of Doctor Strange, but the problem is with Marvel, if you start watching one, you have to watch like sort of all of them sometimes to understand it. It's a bit annoying. You can't just pick your favorite hero. Like what I used to do, I used to be like, oh, I'm going to watch this. And then I'm like, the fuck is happening in that one? And then I realized I had to watch all of them. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to watch the Hulk now.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't have to watch the Hulk, but you know. Yeah. Oh. Anyway, but Doctor Strange, there's this theory in the recent movie that when you dream, you actually go in the body of someone else, like you, but in another universe, which is interesting because I like it. It's poetic. And my dreams are they're either completely absurd or quite realistic. I like when they're absurd, but realistic, stupid. Like recently I told Lexi, Maya and I, that I just dreamed that she was driving and I was napping in her car. That's all. That was my dream.
Oh, that's a good thing, I think. That means that you trust her, I think. That's a good thing.
I wonder what it means.
I think it means that you trust her.
Oh, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she's driving the car, though. You know what I mean? So you got to be careful. You know what I mean?
No, I think it's such a good, you know, that makes sense. Because I trust her enough to sort of being snoozing in the car while she's driving. I like you.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. All this shit is, but and one thing that is very FPV related that has always tripped me out is that. Yeah. So the first time I flew, actually flew a little bit, was Tiny Whoop, and I watched Tommy was showing somebody else how to fly a Tiny Whoop. Right, they were like in the garage or something. And so I was kind of following along because I was kind of doing the same thing that the guy was doing. Like, so I finally did it and I flew out and I was like, oh, this is cool. And I turned around and I saw myself and I was like, oh, shit, there I am. But what's weird is that my soul is in the drone, right? And my body is a shell that can only move like my thumbs. But I can't, like, if you were to tell me, like, turn left or right, like, it's just, you know, I can't, right? So, so it's trippy. It's like, it's the only time I think that you can have an audio body experience without anything else, right?
Because
you really are. You're looking at yourself and you're not inside your body. You know what I mean? It's really trippy.
That's true. I never thought of this. I always thought that when people are really... it's not that you have to be advanced in FPV, but when you start having this really strong connection with the drone that you can really do what you think you actually can do it, which you can't do when you're a beginner, right? Mm-hmm. It's a bit like being a baby, you know, you're not coordinated.
Totally.
But then you can tell their personality. Like I used to fly a lot, like I said, with Snake FPV, and sometimes it would just come around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, your drone has your attitude, you know?
Yes, exactly, Totally, you are it. Yeah, we're like embodying a robot.
Yeah, which, you know, I appreciate that. So I don't really like DJI as a company for several reasons, but sometimes I have to use their products because you have to. In the industry, it's quite recognized, so you have to. They try with this drone to have this sort of handle. You probably saw it. Like instead of
what
having
are you doing?
Instead of having... People can't see
what show
it.
Is it? Oh yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
my movement was like
dancing.
A joystick.
Yes, exactly. She was dancing. Yeah.
Instead of controlling it with the radio controller, you could just like have this sort of handle. And I feel like it didn't really work that well because it was a bit dodgy. But I think that they're exploring other ways to be connected to the drone than just moving thumbs. And I think that's a great thing. Because like you said, what if we find ways to be even more in the drone, like as a person. Because moving your thumbs and you're still standing or sitting, it's not great. What if you could just be more connected in a more, I don't know, human way to your drone? But I don't know how. I don't know what it would take. Like
I'll tell you what it would take.
Yeah. Is it gonna be serious or not?
No. Go ahead.
you can see it
coming down. Oh shit! I'm sorry. God. Oh my god, you're cracking me up.
You got me almost twice. You got me at the start of the podcast.
I know you're getting better.
Before we recorded.
Okay. All right. I know now.
Is it how your friends are? Like they're so used to you now that they don't fall anymore for.
What I always get is, I don't know if you're serious or not. That's why I always, because I'll be serious and I'll be saying things and people are looking at me like, without any expression, like, I don't know if you're serious or not. Like, so it kind of like backfires, you know?
Yeah.
Because one day.
Have you always, go on.
I was going to say, like, one day I'm going to get shot or something and I'm going to run on the street and I'm going to be like, I'm shot. They're going to be like, are you serious or not? I'm going to be laying on the street. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is it, have you always been like this as a person?
Oh, yes. I have always been like this. I just posted a picture on Instagram or Facebook and I'm like, it's like six and I'm like, freaking out in the picture. My brother and my mom both used to watch me, like look at me and they're like, what is wrong with you? Like, my brother's completely normal. Everybody's normal in this family. I am like busting around the table. You know what I mean? Like, because I have to go to the bathroom.
Good. I've always been. You're a great person to meet and to know, you know, and that's why I wanted to.
Not to marry, though, I'll tell you that much.
You know, serious.
No, I see. I don't know. I can't.
Well, thanks a lot for coming today. I wish we could speak like for 3 hours because that was really brief. But I always try to keep the podcast short. And I have to take both my dogs that you saw earlier to the groomer.
Oh, God. That takes forever. Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you so much. It was so good to catch up with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining and it's like mid afternoon for you today. So are you going back to work or are you?
I work from home, so I'm just going to a different room. But
awesome. Yeah. It's just like a little walk in your apartment.
Yeah. I change my clothes and then I go to there.
That would be awesome if you were doing it.
Yeah.
A little tie on.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have you again definitely in the podcast, I think, because I feel like this was not enough. Like, it was not enough to talk about more stuff that are not just FPV, which I think would be great to explore with you.
All right. Anytime.
And also, I just want to see your face again.
No problem. And also, people can watch me on YouTube. Under Zoro, Z-O-R-O-E, and you can see my face all day long if you want.
Yes, do it. It's great content. I always watch, but I don't always comment, which I should, because you don't know I'm watching then.
Exactly.
So, Zoro FPV on YouTube. That's why you're the most active anyway.
Not FPV.
Not FPV. Mm-hmm. I always say FPV.
That's an inside joke, because Bot used to say FPV, and I'm like, dude, I'm not FPV, because I do other things than FPV, so I never wanted to stick FPV in my name. But it's fine. It's Z-O-R-O-E,
I think I'm the same on YouTube. I left Onigiri. I don't do FPV. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though I just do FPV, but it's just in case. I don't want to. Cool. Yeah, Zoro with a E, though, on YouTube.
At the end.
Cool. All right. Thank you for today.
Thank you, Noelle. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And don't forget to just follow Onigiri & Co. on Instagram if you want to. My usual co-host is Lexi. It's May on High on Instagram, and I'm Onigiri. Thanks, Torvald, for sponsoring this podcast. Great backpacks. If you don't know them, just have a look on YouTube. I will show... Well, sorry, that's a shit outro.
No, that's good. I was into it.
Thank you. On YouTube, I just do a quick presentation of their most recent backpack that I've received, and I'm really happy with it. So thanks to all for sponsoring this podcast, and we'll see you soon in another episode. Bye-bye.
Yay. Oh, wait. Clap.
Just kidding. I'm going to keep that in.